Order the Board of Zoning Appeals of Nevada County. First thing on the agenda, approval of minutes, any deletions?
Mr. Chairman, could I suggest that you recite for the record that you do have a quorum, three of your five members?
Right. Do we have a quorum? Three of the five is here today.
This is Walker, Dr. Van Cosen, and yourself.
Earl Walker, and myself. Two absent are Zimmer and Loving.
Could I explain to you why I suggested we have this meeting?
Go ahead.
Please.
This all deals with Mr. Morris. And you will recall that you heard the appeal in, I think it was April, May. He has appealed that decision. So we have been ordered, you have been ordered to prepare the record and file it with court. In the appeal, you are not really a party. Nominally, you're a party, but you're not really, you're like a lower court. So your obligation is to respond to the court's writ to prepare and file the record. The documents you see in these colored folders here are the record, except for the minutes which you have before you. And the minutes are part of the record, but you haven't approved them. We had to ask you to come tonight to approve the minutes so we could do that. Now, in addition, there is one thing that has happened is unusual, and that is Mr. Morris's attorney has not only filed an appeal, but he's filed suit against you, Mr. Stewart, his staff, and the Board of Supervisors on the basis that you didn't have jurisdiction to hear the appeal that he brought. I've never seen anything quite like this, but in that case, you're not really, you're technically a party, so you need to file an answer so you won't be in default. Ordinarily, I don't automatically represent you because you're more of a neutral body from the Board of Supervisors. Frequently, when your decision is in favor of the staff's position, then there's no conflict and I can represent you. And that's what I'm intending to do here. But we need your approval to do that. And what we're intending to do is to file a response to his pleading. I have copies of it if you all want to see them. I offered them to two members, and two members thought that properly.
Yeah, I already read it. I don't want to.
So we intend to, we're asking you for authorization to file this pleading on your behalf as well as on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, Mr. Stewart and Mr. Miller. So the first thing is the approval of the minutes, and we need that because that needs to become part of the record that we're going to file. The second thing is the authorization for us to represent you with respect to this declaratory judgment suit. And the third is to direct staff to respond to the writ of certiorari by filing the record of that case. If this sounds complicated, just think this is only about a third of what's really going on. And this is the easy part. That's the bird's eye view why we're here.
Okay. So the first thing I need to do is give an approval of the minutes.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Make a motion to approve the minutes. May.
Second. You want to discuss with it?
Thank you. Making the correction in the minutes, it seems like there was some confusion about whether we were denying the appeal or approving Jason's motion.
Yeah, I've gone ahead and
you did that.
Changed it, yes.
And we need to do anything to deny the appeal specifically? Or was it okay that we simply upheld your decision?
No, that's, the motion was to uphold the zoning administrator's determination of violation as detailed in the staff report. It was your motion and seconded by Mr. Zimmer. That's clearly a denial of the appeal.
Okay, so we didn't need to specifically say that. That's my question.
That's correct.
Well, that was the premise of the suit in the beginning, wasn't it? The reason that, you know, that you had set forth in the beginning was
Yeah, he was challenging the zoning violation that we issued.
What the statute says, I believe, is you have three choices in the case of zoning administrator determination. You can uphold it, you can overrule it, or you can modify it. And you did number one.
Yeah. But we didn't also need to do anything about it with the appeal itself.
No.
That was one of the questions. Thank you. Well, I'm certainly in favor of it.
Okay, call for the question. David Walker, for myself, three votes for that for the approval of the minutes. The next thing is the authorization of the county attorney to represent pending litigation.
I so move.
The language is on the screen up there.
Would you like me to try reading it? I move that the Humana County Board of Zoning Appeals authorizes the Humana County Attorney to respond to the pending litigation in regard to BZA case 18:03.
Is there a second to that motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So all three members voted in favor of that. Go ahead and get the word. Authorize the filing of the official record.
I move that the Humana County Board of Zoning Appeals authorize the Secretary of the Board of Zoning Appeals to file the complete record of BZA case 18:03 in regards to pending litigation.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And so our board has approved that.
Unless you all have other questions, that's all the business we had to bring in.
Now, will this come up in circuit court?
Yeah. Both of these cases are in circuit court.
Now, you said we need to do something else. We need to, yeah. We finished what we need to?
You don't need to do anything.
Okay.
You are technically a party in this declaratory judgment action. The theory of that case is that you decided the issue of vested rights and that you didn't have the authority to decide the vested rights issue.
On what grounds does he say that you don't have the authority?
Well, what he says is that the statute authorizes Mr. Stewart to decide vested rights issues, but only if he's asked to do so and I approve of his determination. That's what the statute says. But the problem with this argument is, it's twofold. Number one, Mr. Stewart never mentioned vested rights. His determination didn't depend on vested rights. Mr. Parker was the one who brought up vested rights and argued. But the second issue is, this is what I was saying to you before about your comment. This decision had nothing to do with vested rights because he was arguing that he had a vested right in the salvage yard. And your determination was that Mr. Stewart was correct in that the use he was making of it was not a salvage yard. It was a contractor storage yard. So I don't think there's any substance to this. The other thing that he's arguing is that Scott Miller didn't have the authority to sign that letter. Now, the statute used to read that an appeal to the Board of Zoning Appeals had to come from a decision of the zoning administrator. It doesn't say that now. when it says it's a zoning administrator, the zoning administrator, or another administrative official charged with enforcement of the zoning laws. That's obviously what Scott Miller is. And that's in the record, so.
So he has no case?
I'm always reluctant to say that, but.
At least on the surface.
Let's put it this way, I think it's bottom of the ninth inning, there's two out.
And several strikes already on the back.
And two strikes, right? What could be that?
Now, when is this due to come up, or do you know, you wait till filings and all that?
We're, it's gone, they've made this so complicated, because this is all part of the two rezoning issues that have come up before. And they've been filing.
One after another.
Thick and fast, and well, you might be involved. But it's really hard to tell when it's gonna come up. But our position is gonna be that the appeal of the zoning case has to come first, regardless of anything else. And one reason is because when the judge reads your minutes, he's gonna see that it was not a zoning, it's not a vested rights case.
Yeah, the minutes really give a pretty complete picture of what Parker's position was, which has nothing to do with the appeal.
Exactly. Now, I'm about half expecting, you remember there was a court reporter here, and I'm about half expecting Mr. Parker to say, the minutes aren't good enough, we need a verbatim transcript. If he does say that, my position is going to be, we don't object to that. In the first place, Stephanie's minutes are pretty darn complete. And the second thing is, there's nothing in the verbatim transcript that's going to change the substance of what's in those minutes. There were a few other typos that I noticed.
Yeah, there was one place that I thought I would mention it, and I decided why bother, where they had by B-U-Y as opposed to B-Y.
That was one of them that I picked up, and it was, there was another one where I was speaking, and I used the phrase bulk of timber. And I can't remember what she didn't use the word bulk, she used another word. It made sense, and you could tell what about it. And there was a question that I asked of Mr. Miller. My question was, did you have occasion to go out and look at this property? And she heard that as, did you occasionally go out to this property? Mm-hmm. So the substance of it has not really changed, but there are minor things, and those have been changed in what you've just done.
Well, is there a possibility of an injunction, or if the people moved out that were there, causing all the noise and beeping?
That's possible, yes. And we also, we're pursuing the criminal case.
But it hasn't, they haven't ceased operation there yet.
We're pursuing the criminal case. And
we're having trouble getting him served in Madison County.
Yeah, but I don't know why.
In Madison?
He lives in Madison.
I know the sheriff. We have some good friends there.
I don't know why he hasn't been served.
Judge Barry's a good friend there.
But once he gets served, then
they'll set a date for him to appear for reinvent.
Is it the fact that he lives way up in the holler and you don't want him to go serve him?
I've been up in some of those hollers and I'm one of
them. Daytime only.
With an escort.
Armed vehicle.
As a friend of mine once said about the West Virginia Turnpike, see that big pipe, that's where they put three in the sunshine.
Committee adjourned.
We'll have a meeting.